Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and this morning we are fortunate to catch some time with best-selling author Alice Hoffman, who is here to chat with us about her work and about a very important event she is hosting on June 4th. It's called Pink Pages. It's an evening hosted by Alice and featuring a number of celebrated authors, and all to benefit the Hoffman Breast Center at Mount Auburn Hospital. Alice, what a pleasure to have you as our guest this morning.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here.
Well, I have to just take a quick step back before we talk about your event, which I want to get to. But I have two daughters who were absolutely obsessed with the movie Aquamarine, based, of course, on your novel. That movie was so endearing. I got sucked into it, too. I watched it I don't know how many times. Hard to believe, though, when I was looking it up, that it was over 10 years ago now.
I know. It's funny because so many girls fell in love with that movie. It's really about girl power and sisterhood and best friends. And there aren't that many movies like that these days.
That's true. And you've had several novels that have been adapted into film, not just that one, but a lot of them. What's it like to see celebrities sort of bring to life the characters that you create in your mind in your novels?
Oh, it's really a great experience because there you are, you know, you're sitting in a room alone, you know, writing, and then all of a sudden there are like hundreds of people who are employed due to this thing that you imagined in your room by yourself. And, you know, actors are saying the words that you thought of. And, you know, I mean, it's very exciting. I mean, I always feel like the book and the movie are two completely separate things.
Right. Do you weigh in? Like, do you get to weigh in on who's cast or sort of how the movie goes?
I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I think that's your dog, Shelby, who I know has her own Instagram account. So what she wants to do is have a voice in this.
She does. You know, it's funny. She has an Instagram page.
I know. I saw that on your website.
Yeah. And it's Ms. Independent Shelby. And she, whenever I go to give a reading, people are asking me, where is Shelby? So I don't usually bring her because she barks a lot.
Well, like I say, she wants to have a voice. She wants to be heard. That's okay with us. So you're best known for your works that deal with sort of magic and fantasy. Of course, Practical Magic was a huge success. That's the one adapted. I think it was Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman who were in that. More recently, you wrote the prequel, The Rules of Magic. I wanted to know what draws you to that particular genre.
You know, it's funny. I really think that what you grow up reading really influences you more than any other thing as a reader, but also as a writer. And I grew up reading fairy tales and magic. And for me, it just seemed like the normal thing to do when I started writing. I mean, that's what I was interested in. Those were the books that I loved. And, I'm also from the time I was little, I was very interested in the whole idea of what a witch is, you know. It's kind of an iconic figure, and so many little girls are like obsessed with witches and interested in witches. And, you know, it's really the only female iconic figure that has any power. So it was really fun to write Practical Magic and then The Rules of Magic.
That's true. I hadn't thought about it like that. And even the whole concept, like the good witch and the bad witch, all of that, but all of them having the one thing in common is having power.
Having power.
Yeah.
And that's really rare, and especially for little girls to find that kind of figure. So it's funny because Practical Magic really had like a cult following as a film and as a book. And, you know, my readers were writing to me and asking me if I would write another one. And I decided to go back in time and write The Rules of Magic, which takes place in the 60s, which is my favorite era.
Yeah.
The time I grew up. So it was it was really fun to write.
So it's the aunts when they're younger? Is that what it is?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, got it. And I know a lot of your celebrities like Reese Witherspoon, I think she just picked your book as a selection for her book club. Oprah Winfrey is a fan of yours. I think she had one of your books. Was it Here on Earth that was in her?
Yes.
Okay. Is being on Oprah's list of books, is that like the Holy Grail for writers?
You know it is.
Yeah. I mean, how can it not be? It's Oprah.
Right. I mean, even without her show, you know, when she chooses a book, it is really an amazing thing for the book. And, you know, I wish she still had her show because I always felt like her book club was really like a book club for people who didn't have their own book club and needed advice about what to read. And she has great taste and brought a lot of writers who people hadn't read before to the forefront. And she just did great things for reading in general, I think.
Yeah, I agree. If you are just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. We've been chatting with distinguished author Alice Hoffman. We've been talking about her novels, and there are a lot of them, including her most recent, The Rules of Magic. When Alice isn't writing, she's often supporting other writers or working to raise funds for the Hoffman Breast Center at Mount Auburn Hospital. She's hosting a literary event called Pink Pages that will do just that. Let's continue on. I do want to talk about this event because this is pretty special. It's coming up quickly. It's on June 4th. You call it Pink Pages. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect, who's going to be there, what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, we've been doing it really for 17 years, and we opened a breast center at Mount Auburn Hospital, which is a Harvard teaching hospital, because there wasn't one when I had breast cancer 20 years ago. And so it's an amazing event. I think it's the best event in town. And it's this year we're having an amazing group of writers. Celeste Eng, who's a wonderful writer from Cambridge, who wrote this book called Little Fires Everywhere, which Reese Witherspoon, I think, is making into a TV series.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah. And and then James Carroll, who you probably know, he's written for the Boston Globe. He writes fiction. He writes nonfiction. He's an amazing, incredible speaker and writer. And then Claire Massoud, who is a novelist, who's one of my favorite novelists. Also, Anne Leary. She's married to Dennis Leary, and she's funnier than he is, I think. And she's a novelist and a nonfiction writer. She's been with us before, and she's amazing. And then Ben Mezrich,
MIT.
You know,
he
wrote the book that the film The Social Network about Facebook was based on, and about the MIT kids who went to Las Vegas
and beat the
system.
I do know Ben. Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible. And then also Christina Baker Klein, who's wrote this book called The Orphan Train, which I think sold 3 million copies. And most recently, she just wrote a book about the painter Andrew Wyeth and Christina, his subject. It's from her point of view, Christina's world. And it's a very fascinating historical novel.
Unbelievable.
So what we do is we're at the American Repertory Theater.
In Cambridge. Yep.
And they have been we've had a really good friendship with them. They've been very kind to us. So it's tons of food, and then you get to meet your favorite writers, and they sign books, and you can buy books. And then we have an event where people, they're not reading from their book, because that I think you can see anywhere. They're more doing things that they've never done anywhere else. Private, personal, funny, heartwarming. It's just a very special evening with these authors.
Very intimate, it sounds like.
It is.
Yeah. And that's awesome. And I want to talk a little bit about all the proceeds are going to go to the Hoffman Breast Center, which is at Mount Auburn Hospital. The center was created, you know, through your vision, your family's vision. Talk a little bit about the center. What kinds of services can people get there and why it was so important to you? I just heard you say you're a breast cancer survivor, so obviously you have a personal connection.
Yeah.
But talk a little bit about the center for people who may not know a lot about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, for one thing is, it's a very personal and intimate place where it's kind of like everyone knows your name. And I think when you're undergoing treatment for breast cancer, that is really important, not to just be a number. Also, it's a center where no one is turned away. And I think that's, this day and age, that's really important. And there are services beyond, like, the great medical services, the great doctors. There's also a social worker. There's groups. There are people who connect you if you need to have a wig, if you need to have transportation. It's really kind of a full-service breast cancer center, and yet intimate. And I know a lot of people who, when they're going through something like this, it's very disturbing, it's of course, and it's scary, and you really want to connect with people who know your story and who know know what your treatment should be. And also at the event, we usually have a breast cancer survivor speak, and we're going to do that again this year. Because I think, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, 1 in 7 women are going to have breast cancer. And that means all of us are touched in some way, whether it's an aunt or a mother or a sister or a daughter. We're all touched by breast cancer in some way. And I think this is a way of really being united and helping this very special center that I think really matters. It's a neighborhood center, but it really services so many women, you know, in Cambridge, Belmont, Somerville, all around Boston. And I think it's a very important event and a very, very heartwarming event. I think it's one where you really have fun also.
Yeah, well, fun's important. You know, and I love that when you talk about breast cancer patients, and I'm also a breast cancer survivor, I love when you use the words intimate and, you know, it's a neighborhood center, because I know when I was going through it, the important thing to me was the human part of it, the psychological part of it. And, you know, that was really important to me. And I had a doctor who, you know, was great and gave me what I thought was very sort of specialized intimate care. And you need that, because the psychological piece is as big, if not bigger, than the physical piece.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's the psychological component is really important, and this feeling that you're not alone. You know, I mean, many women are alone. And even for those who have families, you know, the families also have issues to go through when this is happening. So, you know, for me, I think Mount Auburn Breast Center is really a place where, like, the whole family is treated in a way. Mm-hmm. And you don't feel alone. And I think that's part of what's the most important about this center, is because it's smaller and because you're not rushed through, you're not just a number. I think that really matters. I know it mattered to me.
No, it mattered a great deal to me. So thank you for the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
If you're just joining us, this is Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and we've been chatting today with best-selling author Alice Hoffman. She lives here in Boston. She'll be hosting an important event. It's called Pink Pages. It's on June 4th. It's an evening with a host of celebrated authors. The proceeds will benefit the Hoffman Breast Center at Mount Auburn Hospital. We've been talking a little bit about that. I want to get back to our conversation, and I want to talk a little bit more about your work, because you've written over 30 novels, a few young adult books. You've had some incredible success. And I want to ask you what you attribute that to, because sometimes I think writing is a funny thing. I mean, how do you stay motivated? It's such an independent kind of field. It's you.
That's a really good question. Sometimes I wonder that myself. I just think that, you know, it has become so much a part of my life, and that I was a fanatical reader, and now I'm kind of a fanatical writer, and it's not very different. You know, I always was an escapist writer, and now I'm an escapist. I was an escapist reader, now I'm an escapist writer. I feel like I want to understand and go into different worlds than my own. I don't write autobiographically. I mean, for me, I feel there's never going to be enough time to tell all the stories that there are to tell.
So do you always write physically in the same place? Like, do you have an office, or do you go to different places to draw inspiration?
No, I like to write where I don't have a view and it's not too pretty, so I'm not distracted. But I usually write, like, you know, on the couch, in bed. You know, I feel like now that, you know, there are these portable computers, you can work anywhere, on a train. It doesn't really matter. And I'm able to block out noise. In fact, sometimes I think noise helps me.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of, I have to concentrate harder. But, you know, I can pretty much write anywhere.
And you've been writing for a long time. When I read your bio, you've been writing, I think, since you were like 21, maybe even before that, but it's sort of when you really broke into it. So you've known from a very young age that this is what your calling was?
Well, I never thought I could be a writer. I mean, I was a working class girl. I never met a writer. When I was growing up, we hardly read women. I mean, all the women we read were either British or dead. So I didn't think I had
right.
a chance. But you know, I never thought I'd be a writer. I just thought I'd be a reader. I actually thought I'd be a librarian, and that was because I was such a big, huge fan of my local librarians. and felt like they saved me. You know, they allowed me to take out as many books as I wanted and
right.
gave me a library card. And I never really thought I'd be a writer. I just feel like it was extremely lucky.
Well, there's luck, and then you got to back it up with the skill, too. So obviously you've got that.
It's true. I wasn't much of a student, and now, you know, revision for me is like an endless term paper. So I think it's kind of ironic that here I am writing a term paper for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, I saw something, too, that said you've been called America's literary heir to the Brothers Grimm. I think that's a pretty nice way to be described, I would imagine, as a writer.
Oh, it's so nice. I think it's lovely because I'm a huge fairy tale fanatic, so I can't think of anything nicer.
Which writers have inspired you the most through your career?
Well, I think for me the greatest living writer is Toni Morrison, and she has inspired me hugely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, you know, when you read a Toni Morrison book, it's like you can tell it's her. She has a voice that's hers alone, and her language is so beautiful, and the stories that she tells are so powerful. So for me, she's the greatest living writer. You know, I was very influenced by science fiction and fantasy growing up, and by Ray Bradbury, who I think was an amazing writer who I got to know a little bit at the end of his life. And he wrote Fahrenheit 451, which is an incredible book that I feel like everybody in high school should read. And if you didn't read it in high school, you should read it now. And I was also really influenced by Wuthering Heights, which was my favorite book growing
yeah.
up. And, you know, the idea that this woman who had, like, no life experience, who lived in this little village, could write the greatest psychological novel ever written was awe-inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what you're working on now? What's next? Any hints?
Well, actually, I'm working on something really different. It's going to come out in September. It's called Fairy Knitting, and it's a book that I've done with my cousin, Lisa Hoffman. She's a master knitter, and I wrote fairy tales, and then she designed and created garments that went with the fairy tales.
Oh, that's a cool concept.
Yes, it was so much fun, and the book is a gorgeous book with amazing photography. So I think it will appeal to, you know, to knitters and readers, and it's a gift book, but it's just so beautiful, and it was really fun to do, and that will be out in September.
Awesome. So I want to recap the event a bit because we're running out of time. We only have a couple minutes left. So let's just recap the event that's coming up. It's called Pink Pages. It's a benefit for the Hoffman Breast Center at Mount Auburn Hospital. It takes place on June 4th at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. There'll be a bunch of authors there. We talked about that. Of course, you, Alice Hoffman, Ben Mesrick, Ann Leary, among others. It will be emceed, I believe, by Joyce Culhawick, correct?
Joyce Culhawick has done it, I think, every year for 17 years. And you know, she's a three-time cancer survivor.
Yes.
And I think the most inspirational person I've ever met. And it's such fun and so great to have her there with us.
Yeah, she is a crusader. I love her.
She's
great. And everything kicks off around 6 o'clock. And if people who are listening want to get tickets, I just want to let them know how to do that. They can go online, mountauburnhospital.org, or you can call for tickets. The number is 617-499-5656. Once again, 617-499-5656. Alice Hoffman, it has been a true pleasure talking with you today.
So nice to talk to you.
I wish you all the best in your event and in your future work. We'll be looking forward to seeing what's next.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Sue Tabb, and you've been listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. Thank you to author Alice Hoffman for being in the spotlight today. Remember that exceptional women are everywhere. We talk to celebrities and authors and CEOs, but we're also interested in your neighbors and coworkers and friends who are just quietly making an impact in their communities. Email us if you know someone you'd like to suggest. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks to my producer, Kendra Petroni, and to all of you for listening. Be sure to join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.